From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Peter Florell is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ulcelet's planning board has extended public comment on a proposal for an expanded nonprofit dog rescue and care kennel, along with a commercial small animal crematorium to be located on a residential property. Susan Bandy has a home-based business in Ulcelet and has been certified to operate a pet crematorium. The proposed crematorium is a state-of-the-art two-chamber system designed to emit no smell and no smoke. Karen Walker, who has operated a pet crematorium in Hudson for many years, wants to retire soon and is hoping to sell her equipment to Bandy. Walker said she has received no complaints from neighbors in Hudson and has provided her services to clients from New York City, Rochester, Syracuse, and as far away as California. Following the planning board discussion June 7th, Bandy withdrew the crematorium application so it could be referred to the Ulcelet Zoning Board of Appeals. The referral was required for new commercial use. The planning board will act on the kennel proposal at its next meeting. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Larry Rulison is reporting for the Times Union. Transportation Security Administration is advising summer travelers to have their bags packed properly and to expect to be asked to unpack some items at security checkpoints, more so than last summer. Bart Johnson, who leads security for the TSA upstate, said at a press conference June 18th, passenger traffic at Albany International Airport increases 10% from 4,500 people a day to 5,000 people a day in the summer. That means the potential for longer lines and longer waits. Johnson advises travelers to arrive 90 minutes ahead of time and to pack their bags when empty to ensure they do not mistakenly bring items that are not allowed. Liquids, gels, aerosols, creams, and paste must be 3.4 ounces or less, and all containers must fit inside a single quart-sized plastic bag that is then placed into one of the bins used to X-ray carry-on baggage. This summer, there will be new enhanced screening procedures that require travelers to take out electronic items larger than their cell phones, like a tablet or Kindle, from their carry-on baggage for closer inspection by the TSA officers. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Joe DeZamanowicz is reporting for the Daily News. New York's rural counties have the highest rates of gun-related suicide and homicide, according to a new report released on June 18th. Delaware County had the highest overall rate of gun-related deaths and suicides based on data from 2012 to 2016. After Delaware County, the next highest were in Allegheny, Wyoming, Cattaraugus, and Sullivan counties. In these counties, the highest rates of gun-related death were largely due to high rate of gun suicide. Erie County reported the highest rate of gun homicide. New York's overall gun-related death rate in 2016 of 4.4 deaths per 100,000 residents was below the national average of 11.8 deaths per 100,000. The report was published by a coalition of law enforcement officials, public health experts, and elected officials who support a proposal to allow teachers and parents to petition judges to remove guns from the homes of troubled students. And you can read that full story in the Daily News. Anna Groenewald and Bill Mahoney are reporting for Politico New York. The state Senate stayed in session until 8 p.m. June 18th, and the assembly adjourned a little past 10 p.m., but as the day wound down, there was no sign that members were close to any agreement on high-profile issues still being negotiated, such as teacher evaluations and speed cameras. Legislators have come to agreements on some less prominent proposals. New consumer protections will be tacked onto the state's ticket scalping law. There was also talk of an agreement on legislation that would increase the penalties for disseminating revenge porn. And both houses have now passed a bill that would legalize beer-infused ice cream. Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan said, and I quote, "There's no question that certain things are in flux," end quote. But he added that he's, and I quote, "always confident that we can get things done," end quote. Asked if the session might run later than Wednesday, June 20th, Assembly Speaker Carl Hestie said simply, and I quote, "nope," end quote. Read the full story at Politico New York. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather, town meetings, and other information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.